Okay, so we're going to read through the Shulchan Aruch, which is very short in words, but the commentaries have a lot to say. We're just going to first read through the Shulchan Aruch so you get a good understanding of the chapter called Ikar V'Tefel. Kol Shehu Ikar Yemi HaTefillah, which we said already, anything which is a primary, and there is with it a secondary type of food, something which is not so important. So you make a bracha on the major, and you absolve the secondary food. But absolve here means that it would have a bracha, you just absolved it from a bracha. It doesn't mean that there's no bracha, just absolve from a bracha. Whether it's the first bracha, the bracha rishona before they eat the food, or the bracha chorna after you eat the food. It doesn't matter if it's actually mixed together with it. Even both things are separate, and we'll see even if they're not there in front of you at the same time. Even bread, which is most important of all foods, if it's tuffel to something else, if it's secondary to something else, such as our very few examples, which we said, you're eating bread in order to cut the taste of the fish, shochu dag malich, a salted fish, and you eat bread in order so that it doesn't actually hurt your throat, so then you're only going to make a bracha on the fish. You're not going to make a bracha on the bread, kevan shu tavel, because it's considered secondary. You're not eating it for taste. You're not eating it for nourishment or anything like that. Says the Rama, v'yeshomim ha-tavel chavev alav, if the subordinate food, you like it, mevarech alav, what you should do is, which we said before, say a bracha on that first, and then you make a bracha on the main thing. So we said your case of cereal and milk. If you have a bowl of cereal and milk, Cheerios, which are mizonos. Somehow people think that all cereals are the same bracha. I never understood this, but the Star K has a cereal list. So people think for some reason cereals are all the same bracha. I guess because, I don't know, maybe in the Gemara they had like daisa, which was oatmeal. But obviously cereals all depend on what it's going to be. So if it's made out of corn, it's likely going to be shahakol. If it's made out of wheat, it's going to obviously be mizonos. But let's assume a person has Cheerios and
Cheerios is Mizonos.
Cheerios is Mizonos. But I'm saying, you know, sometimes people just think it's all Mizonos. But it's not true. It's not all Mizonos, yeah. Most of the time it's made out. The only time corn is not a shahakol is going to be when it's rolled corn, such as Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Kellogg's Corn Flakes is different than every other brand of corn flakes. It's the famous Kellogg's quandary. Kellogg's Corn Flakes are dried corn that are then rolled out, which means they take like a rolling pin type of thing and flatten out the corn. So it's corn in its original form just flattened out. But all other corn flakes are actually, what's called ground corn. They're made into a flour, and then they make it into chips. And then they made into the flakes from that. So those are shahakol, where the Kellogg's Corn Flakes is going to be hadama. So imagine a person has their bowl of cereal with milk in it. They want the milk at the end. So if you want to get around it, what you do is you make a shahakol on the milk and drink the milk before you eat the cereal. Then this way you're going to have to make a shahakol on the milk, and then you make a mizonos on your cereal, or whatever bracha your cereal is going to be. So he says, therefore, says Rama, im hatav achavav, if you really enjoy the secondary, make a bracha on it first, and then make a bracha on the main thing that you can eat, the cereal. When you say that you make a bracha on the main, and you absolve the secondary, that's when you eat them together. Or you eat the subordinate one first. You eat the primary one first, the Cheerios first. But if you want to get around it, easy, just make a bracha on the milk first, and you drink the milk, and then you make a mizonos on your Cheerios, and this way you'll be able to say both brachas. But if you're going to eat the secondary one first, kagon, you're thirsty, you want to drink something, maybe you want to eat first, because you don't want to drink in an empty stomach. Oh, sha'ocha garini gudganios, you're eating these gudganios seeds, everybody knows what those are, lamate kashti, in order to sweeten the drink, mevarech ala ocha tchila,
it's like in cherries.
Is that what it is? Gudganiot?
Yeah, it's like small cherries.
I can only believe you. Yeah, I have no other option here. It could be, I don't know what those are, gudganiot, wow. So either way, mevarech ala ochel, you say a bracha on the food first, alva bisho tafel ishtia, then even though it's secondary to the drink, but because you're eating that first, then you'll make a bracha on the good ganios, which I have no idea what they are, but obviously some sort of cherry looking thing. Veinu mevarech ala brach shahakol, but you're only going to make a shahakol on that. Vhoel vahu tafel adavar acher, since it's secondary to something else. So I don't know if these good ganios are shahakol all the time. I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says, because of the fact that it's tafel to the other food, hifsi birchasa ruilo, you lose its bracha. And therefore you make a shahakol on it, kadesh lo yeneb li bracha, so you don't benefit without a bracha. Which is interesting. So it's lowering its bracha on this whole thing. I guess it would have been a ha'etz, according to Chaim, would have been a ha'etz on this idea. But either, we're not looking at the Mishnah Berurah just yet. So that's what he says. Says the Shulchan Aruch, merkacha sheminichem bo rikikin dakin, some sort of mixture that you have, rikikin dakin, small little pieces of things. Also, rikikin havi tefila merkachat. So this type of, I don't know if it's like a porridge type of thing, where it has small little pieces in it. Those little pieces, they're tefila. You're not going to make a bracha. You don't want to eat those actually breads themselves. It's we're looking at right now that it's some sort of mixture, and somehow it's really there to cling the mixture together, but it's not really used as bread itself. Similar question we're going to have with when it comes to croutons, but we're not up to there yet. But I just wanted to read to you the Shulchan Aruch on this idea. So now once you read the Shulchan Aruch, now you have a good idea that we have no idea what we're talking about, and therefore we can go on with the Mishnah Berurah to explain a little bit more of what it actually is. So when we said that something is mu'urav, if it's mixed together, so if you have these things that are actually mixed together, you don't actually have to have it mixed, as he said. The second food you have is only there latakno, to make it better. Ulachshiro, make it viable. Okay? So this is a major debate which you did bring up once before, and that was a question of stuffed cabbage. What bracha do you actually make on stuffed cabbage? That was a debate. Is it really for the meat? Is it for both? So we're not going into that debate right now, but that was the general idea. Like, is it there as supporting the meat? Or is it actually considered like stuffed cabbage? Like, who doesn't want, what do you call it, Mati? Stuffed cabbage, what do you call it? What do you call stuffed cabbage?
Gulupsi.
No, halopchus. What do you call it? It's the same word. Oh my goodness. No, where is your Polish roots?
Gulupsi.
Yeah, we call it halopchus, gulupsi, same idea. You have Polish roots, come on. Either way, so... So either way, that's the debate over here is really what is, how do you look at both foods? Are they there to one support the other one, or is it for something else? Okay, so that's a question. That's what he said. So you have to really know what the main purpose of that food is. Certainly for you, what's it going to be? Afilu shneim ikarim, we said this already once before, even if both of them are primary, but one is meruba, so when you have two primary foods, you look at majority. That's how you're going to determine what bracha you're going to make. You only have two primary foods, you look at the majority, and that's how basically you make a decision on that. And that's going to be a big question as well when we deal with sushi and other things like that. Is there a primary? Is there a secondary there? How do we work with it? This is also the famous debate about chalent. Do you make separate brachas on each thing? Or is it going to be one bracha on what we call the primary food there if they're all considered equal? If you call min v'min omen v'nei atzma v'nikar, nami basa rovazina, even if you can notice each item by itself, like a cholent, still you'd go according to the majority in this scenario over here. So that is the question that's presented in many of the postgame, and that is, it's about the spoonful. When you take a spoonful of the item, is that a mixture itself? So that's why if the two items that you pull up come together on a spoon, then it's considered a tarovas, then it's considered a mixture. But if they do not come up on the spoon, because some items are too big, and therefore it knocks the other one off, only one of them comes up. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes on that, that's not called a mixture. And if it's not called a mixture, that's when you're going to make separate brachos. That's the question that we have in Cholent. If the potatoes are cut small, and you take a spoon, and that spoon gets you barley, beans, and potatoes, so then you have a mixture, and then you would go according to Rove. But if they're large enough pieces, if they don't come directly in the spoon all at once, then we consider them separate things, and therefore we don't work an ik or tuffel of majority. We just simply make a bracha separately in each item. Only when they again come together is then we actually have a question of ik or tuffel. That's an important line that they present, this idea that if they come together, that's what creates that tarovis, which is why it's a good question as to why sushi would ever get two brachos. Because sushi with rice, let's say, it's always eaten together as one item. So what would be the thought that it ever gets two brachos? That is a question. We'll just close with this. Miu kol zed davka b'shneim davar chashuv. That's when both of them are considered chashuv. Hayim echad mehem eino davar chashuv. But if one of the two items or three items are not chashuv, af shurov batel hu lagabe miur chashuv. If those things, which are not so important, even though it's more than the other item, they're considered batel, they're nullified, and you will not make the bracha on that. So something to keep in mind when we have here, look at that which is the most chashuv, and then after you see if there's most chashuv, then you check to see if other things are also chashuv, if they're also important. So if there's only one chashuv item that you're eating there, the other ones are going to be subordinate, it doesn't matter the size of what those other things actually are.